Welcome to the newest Ferris Love podcast, Single, Not Stalled, Pursuing Sanctity in Your Singleness. This podcast is for Catholic women who find themselves living the single life, whether it's by choice, vocation, or circumstance. Here we believe that this time is not just a waiting period, but a season rich with purpose, growth, and grace. Join your hosts, Monica Hinderer and Katie Hinderer, two sisters navigating the single life from different perspectives, as we dive into conversations about faith, friendships, professional growth, and finding joy in the everyday. Let's embrace this extraordinary journey together. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Katie.
Here we are, starting this podcast.
I'm excited for this one. I'm excited because I think that there's such a need in our society. I mean, in our church, yes, but I think in society, I think singleness is at like an all-time high.
Absolutely.
So, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that this is a demographic of people who are maybe kind of going unserved sometimes.
Absolutely. I think especially in the Catholic space, there's so many podcasts out there, which are beautiful, that talk about the beauty of marriage and, and married life. And I think too, there's a lot of podcasts out there for men, single or not, right? But there's not too many out there for the single Catholic woman who is trying to navigate this, whether vocationally, like for me, or just situationally for you at the moment, right? Like, how do we do that? What does this look like? What is this time supposed to be?
And I think what is out there for women currently, there's a time and a place for everything. But I think it's important for us to be clear about maybe our mission or intention with this podcast. And it's not to help you find Mr. Right.
We're not doing that today.
No, no. Why don't you tell them what we are doing?
So what we really want to do is draw attention to the fact that whether you are single by vocation, by choice, by circumstance, this is the time to be pursuing sanctity. This is not a waiting ground. This is not a stalled period in your life. This is not a like, well, once this happens, then I. This is where you're going to be, hopefully, becoming a canonized saint through what you're doing, through your work, through your friendships, through your family life, through all of that.
Yeah. So one of the things that I like to say is like, either it's a big V vocation or a little V vocation, but it's your vocation, right? Absolutely. So we'll get into a little bit later why Katie's is a big V vocation and why mine is a little V vocation. But regardless of where you are and why you're there, it is where God wants you.
Right.
And so how do we love and live this well as we're becoming, as we're moving towards other destinations in life? Absolutely. And that may be marriage, but for many of our listeners, it may not be because of that big V vocation. And that's beautiful.
Yeah. And that's great too. And, you know, also you could have that big V vocation of marriage as well, which is also beautiful. So this is not, we're not a podcast that's like no marriage or
No. And I think that's the thing, right? So this is a podcast that strikes the balance. We are very pro-marriage. And I actually think more people should be getting married. I think that there's a crisis in our society that's delaying it. Live together, don't get married because don't get divorced. And I actually think more people need to take that leap of faith into marriage.
Absolutely.
With the right person, of course, it's a discernment. But what I often hear is a lot of single women who are not vocationally single, they don't believe they're living a vocation, or they don't believe they're living their vocation because they're not married. And that is not true.
Right.
You have a vocation to marriage when you take those vows. That's when we solidify our vocation. A seminarian is pursuing a vocation to the priesthood. He has a vocation to the priesthood when he takes his final vows.
Totally. And I think too, like that's where we think of grace too, right? Like you don't have grace of state to be a married woman until you are a married woman, right? You don't have grace of state to be a seminarian. Our brother's about to be ordained a transitional deacon. Like he doesn't have that grace yet until he takes those vows, until he receives, you know, those orders. So I think that's a really good thing to point out, that you have grace of state now to be single. And that is your grace of state. That is what God has given you. And we have to be utilizing that grace and not letting it fall to the wayside or become, I don't know, secondary to whatever else we think we're doing. Or, I don't know, letting it collect so that one day, maybe we need it. I mean, especially for those who feel that they are called to marriage. I think that can be a huge temptation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to have episodes where we talk about that, right? The temptations of the single person to feel as though this is a waiting period, or to feel as though they're not living a vocation, or to feel as though they're idolizing marriage. Mm-hmm. And so we'll get into that a little later on. But I think this point emphasizing that single, not stalled, mm-hmm. is that there is big V or little V vocation in singleness, and that there's so much beauty here in your current state of life.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's the final state of life for right. any of us.
Right.
But that there's beauty and grace here and now.
And I think too that big V or little V, this is God's plan for you right now. This mm-hmm. is his will for you right now. All eternity, he knew right now, 2025, you would be single. He did, right? Yeah. Like he knew this was part of the plan. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, there comes a lot of peace when we lean into that. Mm-hmm. And I think there can be a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress mm-hmm. if we don't lean into that. If we're like, mm-hmm. oh, something's wrong, right? Especially for those who feel they're called to marriage and they're like, oh, but I'm not there yet. Like there's something wrong, as opposed to like, no, this is where God's calling me right now.
Right.
This is what he's calling me to sanctify. Mm-hmm.
And I think that even in our big V vocation to singleness, singleness in and of itself presents unique problems
mm-hmm.
that maybe other states in life don't. So whether you are living a consecrated life in some way, or you're single because you're not married yet,
mm-hmm.
there are certain things that single people are going to encounter more than married. And just like married couples are going to have their own set of issues, right? Or kind of pitfalls, stumbling blocks, hurdles. And so that's what this podcast is for yep. us to just put a spotlight on and highlight the things that all of these single people may be going through, because in this state of life, whether or not you chose it or you didn't, we can still have very similar experiences. And so kind of off of Katie, your point that, well, God's with you. He knew that. So even if you're maybe doubting that vocation, or there's loneliness in your vocation, even if you're living in a convent or in family life or wherever you are, mm-hmm. and there's loneliness there, or there's questioning there because, wow, I'm confronted with being alone while my friends are having kids. What do I do with that?
Yeah.
That is true for those big V vocations and little V vocations.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we all go through it for sure. I think before we get any further into this, Monica, maybe we should take a moment to just introduce ourselves and explain yeah. a little bit of kind of where we're coming from,
mm-hmm.
Who we are, so that our mm-hmm. listeners know what this is, who we're all about before we get into it.
I love it. You want to start or you want me to?
You go.
Okay. Monica Hinderer, licensed clinical professional counselor. So I am a therapist in the state of Illinois, and I am an avid sports girly, love sports, played college sports, dabbled in CrossFit afterwards. I love being very active, and am currently single, recently out of a relationship. So kind of, I think, what did I choose it or not, right? This state of, but currently choosing singleness of like healing, right? Or even in the dating season, not married. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think we could say that, not married. I'm 30 years old, 30 years young, I should say. This is what everyone keeps saying. You say 30 yeah. years young. And I was like, I love it.
Right.
And yeah, what else should we tell our listeners?
That's good.
Okay.
Like that's some broad general strokes of yeah. who you are. Great. And I am Katie Hinderer, the older sister to Monica, older by 10 years. So that's fun. So we did not grow up too much in the same household, honestly, but you will tell from this podcast, we have a lot of similar mannerisms and ways of speaking. We hope you can tell our voices apart. When I was 17, I saw very clearly my call to be a celibate member of Opus Dei, a numerary, and that is what I have done since that point in my life. So that is a vocational kind of singleness mm-hmm. while we live family life, and that is obviously a very important part of my vocation and what we do. Mm-hmm. It is not married to anyone. So that is what I do. Well, that is what I am, I guess. But on the side, what I do is I'm a social media strategist. I own a social media marketing company that helps mission-minded brands really communicate who they are and what they're all about in the world today. We've got a team of 5, 6, and it's amazing. And I love it. So I'm a big social media fan, which is not super common in the Catholic spaces, but, you know, that's what we are and that's what we do. So that's kind of my general background. I too am a big sports fan. I just finished 75 hard. If anyone has ever done that, it's pretty intense.
So impressed. It couldn't be me.
I know. Yeah. That's not your style, but yeah.
No.
I like personal challenges. That's a big thing for me. So I like pushing myself to see what I can do and what I can achieve. So
yeah. Katie, why don't you tell our listeners what inspired this podcast?
Okay. So I'm one of these people who has ideaphoria, which is like the ability to come up with a million ideas. Mm. So I was actually out one day rucking and around my neighborhood. And I thought, you know what we need a podcast for? We need a podcast for single Catholic women. And not one that's focused on single Catholic women looking to get married as the theme.
Yeah.
Now, while we're hoping a ton of our listeners are single Catholic women hoping to get married or wanting to get married.
Great.
We don't want that to be the theme, right? Mm-hmm. How to find a man, 10 dating tips, speed dating, like that's not what we're talking about. I wanted to talk about how this is a time to pursue sanctity.
Right.
And I don't think there's a lot. I don't know of any podcast really out there that mm-hmm. are really focused on that and how as single women, we can pursue sanctity in our life today. Exactly.
Right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's kind of where the idea came from. And then I was like, Monica, do you want to do this with me?
Yeah. And do you know what? I'm going to be so honest with our listeners. Initially, my knee-jerk reaction was like, oh, it hit a pain point for me. Mm-hmm. Because as I kind of mentioned in my, like, I'm recently single. And so like, I kind of questioned like, oh my gosh, can I talk about this? Like, can I be in that space where I'm saying this is a good thing? Because it doesn't feel like it all the time, right? Not every day feels great for me. But I think because I was in that state, right? I was able to kind of really reflect on, well, what messaging am I receiving from the world and from media right now?
Yep.
And why does that hurt so much that... A lot of single stuff is, you're the problem. Let me tell you how to meet the guy. And I'm like, okay, well, I wasn't the problem. So like, I mean, yes, I contribute, but sometimes things come down to compatibility or timing or discernment. And so, you know, that didn't feel like it resonated. On the other side, feeling this emptiness in a sense of, am I not as whole and complete because I'm no longer with a man?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not married yet. What is that say about me or about like my state in the church or, you know, my worth or my value, right? Like, does a man complete you? Does marriage complete? Like, and I think really wrestling with all of these things. And I kind of thought to myself, well, if I'm wrestling with it and if I feel like there aren't a million resources for me where I feel uplifted and supported mm-hmm. and encouraged in currently where I am, that my life isn't on hold. I'm not in a waiting room waiting for it to get better. Mm-hmm. That, you know, marriage is going to fix all my problems. I'm the problem. Why can't you get a man? Then I needed to be a part of the solution.
Yeah.
For other single women who are feeling maybe let down by mm-hmm. some of the resources that are out there because, you know, you're not in a waiting room. Maybe you're waiting for something to happen in life, for something to change, but it's not a waiting room. And it's a little bit of a hard reality to come to when you realize, but active or permissive, this is God's will.
Right.
And he wants you here, and everything he does is for his greater glory and your betterment.
Right.
So buckle up, sister. Yeah. Like, this is where you're at.
Exactly. I mean, he loves us so infinitely, and he wants us forever in heaven with him, happy, right? Mm-hmm. And he wants us happy on earth, too. And, you know, happiness on earth is often equated to happiness in heaven. St. Jose Maria said that, which I love, right? Like, he really believes that to be happy in heaven, you needed to learn how to be happy on earth. And I think mm-hmm. that's a big part of this, is how do we navigate the complicated sometimes of singleness, whether vocationally or situationally, which is a different journey to navigate than the married life. And I think, you know, Monica, to your point, we've talked about this just in passing many times, but I think, you know, when I started doing the research into like, okay, are there other podcasts out there kind of like this? What are other things in the Catholic space? It felt like there were basically kind of two camps when it came to looking at singleness in Catholic women. And it was either I'm in a waiting room, right? Like, I'm not complete. I'm not whole. Mm-hmm. I don't have a vocation yet. I don't have a calling. I need to get there. I need to get married as soon as possible in order to be there. And I think that is tricky because mm-hmm. for those of us who are vocationally single, like, then what about us? Mm-hmm. But then also for people who are just situationally single, you are not, you're full and complete now. Like, this is what mm-hmm. God wants for you now. Mm-hmm. And then I think the second thing is, it's kind of the opposite. We see often this kind of like, I don't know, new feminist kind of girl power type deal where we're like, oh my gosh, like, women are strong. We can do it all on our own. And like, we come from a family of very strong women. So we like, I resonate. I feel that. But at the same time, it's like, it's a little bit like, we don't need a man. Like, if he comes, great. But otherwise, like, I'm just going to be me. And like, it doesn't matter. And I don't think that's the fullness of it either, right?
No, because I think in some ways it throws women into their masculine energy, right? Because even if a big V vocation, single, a nun, a numerary, a consecrated virgin, whatever path you've chosen, whatever God's asked of you, if you adopted that mentality too, what would your relationship with God look like?
Exactly.
I don't need you. I'll do right. it all. Like, I'm big, I'm powerful, I'm this, I'm that. And just recently, and like with a lot of my clients, and like all of this stuff, kind of revisiting the letters from St. Paul where he mm-hmm. writes, in my weakness, I am strong. Well, why does he write that? Well, because it's when we kind of hit that rock bottom, when we recognize and see our weakness or those limitations of maybe our state in life or so forth, we come to an aha moment where I have to rely on God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I need him. So what the world is giving us as single women is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be really careful because how we kind of operate with the people around us and in our life often echoes and mirrors our relationship with God. Absolutely. So we can't expect to like go through life all like high and mighty, tough, and I don't need anybody, and then think that we're going to be humble enough to rely on God.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really love that point. Even, you know, for those who are vocationally single, like, it's not just I'm super strong, I can get through this, I can do this, like, God gave me this gift of a vocation, and therefore, like, I can do it. Like, that can be really, it can be an easy temptation to be like, I can power through. Like, I can power through and do all these, you know, all these norms that I have, or I can power through and do all these things that are requested of me, or run all these apostolic endeavors, teach in this school, right? If you were like a teaching order of a nun or something like that. And yeah, sure. But with God. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, one of my favorite phrases from the Mass is at the very, very end of every single Eucharistic prayer. And it just says, through him, with him, in him. And I think mm-hmm. ultimately that's like the prescription of what our life mm-hmm. should be. That's whether we're single or married or vocationally or whatever. Like, we need to be doing everything in our life through God, with God, and in God. Right? And if we're not, there's a problem. Right? Like, there's something misaligned here. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what we're going to focus on and talk a lot about in the upcoming episodes for sure.
Yeah. You're making me think of, I don't know why recently, but it's really, well, been coming to mind kind of this temptation for us to create idols. And I used to think I never fell into that sin because I didn't worship a gold calf.
Yeah. Right?
I was like, because that's, you know, you watch these movies and you're like, wow, I would never, like, how silly of them to think that that is God, right? My little kid brain. And then it wasn't until I was actually listening to a podcast. It was actually an exorcism podcast. But one of the things that they were talking about was one particular reason why someone was possessed was because they had made an idol of something in their life, actually of having children. And they wanted it so badly that drove them to pursue things that were immoral and put having a child above God and above God's will. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wait a minute. And there was sort of this kind of aha moment for me. And I realized, wow, we can all create so many idols in our life. It's so easy for that little V single to say marriage, husband, wife, kids, family, is an idol, and I will be unhappy unless I have that, which is putting that above God, right? In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I similarly, so the big V vocation here, mm-hmm. it's easy to idolize your work and your ministry,
mm-hmm.
right? And say, I can just work harder. And like, I can do these things. And we put our own efforts or our own apostolic pursuits above God.
Right. Yeah. I mean, two thoughts to that. One, St. Jose Maria had this saying that prayer, like when it comes to anything, prayer first, then mortification. And then in the third place, very much in the third place, action. And yes. I think like that's the order, right? It's not action, 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 action. Oh, wait, I should pray. Action, 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 action. Oh, I'll offer up the stub toe. Like that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think to your earlier point about making idols, I think what is often tricky is sometimes idols are clear. If you're like, I really want to make more money, and we're like so focused on money and we're thinking about money, it's like, okay, super clear. I've made that an idol in my life and I need to change that. But for those who feel called to marriage, understanding that sometimes you've made that desire an idol is harder because it seems it's a good in and of itself, right? Like that, and not that money's a bad in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Like marriage is a good, it's a vocation, it's a sacrament that you get to receive. Like it's beautiful. But when we're making those decisions instead of God, when we're putting that and that pursuit and that desire above what the ultimate even purpose of marriage is, your sanctification, then that's a problem, right?
Right. So all of this to say, dear listeners, is that this podcast is designed to help you navigate singleness in the healthiest and holiest way possible.
That's what we're hoping for sure.
Well, that's it for this week on Single, Not Stalled. We hope this episode gave you new insights and a renewed sense of purpose in your daily life. Wherever you are on your journey, remember that God is with you. And this season is filled with opportunities to grow, flourish, and make an impact. If you are loving this podcast, which we hope you are, please take a moment to rate and review. It helps more women like you find this community. And don't forget to subscribe so that you'll never miss an episode. Join us on social media. We'd love to hear from you and any thoughts or ideas you may have. Until next time, keep living fully and walking boldly.